The point was really we don't want the subcontractors to get the exemptions, and of course the exemptions, not everything would be covered by sovereign immunity, because for example, if you send your people for a training workshop, should they pay VAT on their hotel rooms? I don't think there's a lot of countries that would apply sovereign immunity to that, but there are some exemptions negotiated, at least one that I know of by a country, you know. They do provide that kind of VAT exemptions, which frankly, we should agree that the subcontractor should not get it, and we should discuss whether the government should get it. It's on something like that. Moving back to Rajat's comments on the employees of international organizations, I personally am very grateful for you to raise that issue. It was initially in the draft guidelines. The subcommittee member may remember that we deleted it because it was felt that whilst there is a principle recognized in pretty much all treaties that government employees should not be taxed in the state where they visit and perform their activities, there was no such agreement with respect to international organization. However, in the case of international organization, and that goes to your second point, most countries would provide exemptions, at least to the employee organizations of which they are members. So the UN charter would have tax provisions that would prevent you from taxing someone who would go to India on UN work, and that works the same for other organizations. That creates difficulties when the international organization performs work in countries that are not member. So if you go on a workshop for the OECD in a country that's not member of the OECD, don't look at the OECD charter and the annexes to provide a tax exemption. Then that has to be negotiated. But we didn't want to put anything in there because there's no international standard on international organization. There's just the agreement that applied to them. And therefore, not all international organizations would be treated the same. The last point you raise on putting exemptions in domestic law, I'm not exactly sure how to understand that, because in a number of developing countries, I was told they need something in domestic law to allow them to respect the agreements they've concluded in memorandum of understanding that don't have force of law. So the exemption, therefore, in their domestic law is required to not tax something they've agreed informally, not legally binding way, to exempt.